This sportscast is brought to you exclusively by Seguin Chevrolet, a three-time Chevrolet Dealer of the Year. Stop by Seguin Chevrolet today at 509 West IH-10. We start with high school soccer a day after the Seguin Lady Matadors blank Sam Houston. The Seguin boys soccer team did the same with an 8-0 district opening victory over the Hurricanes on Wednesday night at Matador Stadium. The district win was the first for the Seguin boys soccer program in 4 years. The Mats will next play Fox Tech on Saturday at the SAISD Sports Complex. That match will kick off at 7 p.m. on Saturday evening. The Lady Mats will play Fox Tech tomorrow at the SAISD Sports Complex. That match will kick off at 4:45 on Friday afternoon. High school basketball, the Lifegate Falcon boys basketball team is in action tonight. They'll be in San Antonio to take on Southwest Prep Northwest. That game will tip at 7 p.m. There's lots of high school hoops action on Friday. The Seguin Matadors are still in a four-way tie for first place in District 27-5A with a 7-2 record. The Mats are tied with Jefferson, Highlands, and Edison. They will travel to San Antonio Fox Tech on Friday, and there's been a time change on the game start. Originally scheduled for 6:30 p.m., the game will now tip off at 7:30 on Friday evening at Fox Tech High School. The Lady Matadors will host Fox Tech tomorrow. Seguin is in fifth place in the district, 2.5 games back of the fourth and final playoff spot currently occupied by Highlands. The Lady Mats have 5 more games left in their season. They will end the regular season against Highlands at home on February 4th. Tomorrow's tip between Seguin and Fox Tech is set for 6:30 p.m. at the Seguin High School Student Activity Center. In other area games, the Marion girls and boys will host Great Hearts Northern Oaks in District 27-3A play Friday evening over at Marion High School. The girls will play first at 6:15 p.m. tomorrow evening. The Navarro Panthers will host Bandera on Friday in District 26-4A play. That game tips at 6:30 p.m. And the Navarro Running Lady Panthers will be in the Hill Country on Friday at Bandera. Tip in that game is scheduled for 6:30 p.m. at Bandera High School. And in the NBA last night, Victor Wembanyama had 8 blocks, but it wasn't enough as the Memphis Grizzlies beat the Spurs 129-115 in San Antonio Wednesday night. All of Wemby's blocks came in the first half. On the other end, the 7'3" center finished with 13 points. Ja Morant had 21 points and 12 assists for the Grizz. The two teams will play again on Friday in San Antonio. Sports on KWED is brought to you exclusively by Seguin Chevrolet, F509 West IH-10. Find all their new and pre-owned inventory as well as exclusive deals at SeguinChevrolet.com. Chris Austin, KWED Sports.